Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding 9 lines from the bottom on Samach Beis Amud Beis by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So just as a brief akdama to today's Gemara, it's important to know the Torah tells us in Parashas Achrimais, in Parak Yud Zayin, Pasach Gimel, Dalet Hei, the Torah says, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat Shor, Echasev, Ayez, B'machne, if a person shechts a carbon, and he shechts it in the machne, or michutzel machne, the Torah says, the pasuk says in pasuk dalet, vel pesach oil mayi lo yeviyay, and he doesn't bring the carbon into the Beis HaMikdash in order to shecht it. He shechts the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk says, dam yechashev l'ishahu, it's considered like murder for that person, and the Torah says, v'nichresha yishahu mi'karev amay, that the person who does this, he's ayvran shchutei chutz, he shechts the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv kares for such a thing. Mamash, a very chomer iser, shchutei chutz, shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us animals to use for our purposes, to use for refuah, to use for clothing, for different eating, for different purposes that we use animals for. But if a person stam, he's going to shecht the carbon, which it's going to be pasul, if he shechts the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, so it's stam a shechita, which has no tayelus to it. He's stam killing the animal. So dam yechashev li shahi, it's considered like murder for that person. He's murdering the behemoth, so to speak, and therefore it's such a severe punishment, and he's even going to be chayiv kares. But an important criteria that we see from this pasuk is that when the Torah describes and this is going to be very negeh to our sugya, the Torah describes that he shechts it outside, and he doesn't bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. And so it's from here that Chazal Darshan will learn later that a person's only chayiv for shchut echutz, this is of shchut echutz, a person's only going to be chayiv karis if he shecht something which was roy to go lefnim. It was roy to shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Torah tells us that as part of the issue of what this person did was ve'al pesach ayomayi lehaviya, he didn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So from that, Chazal understood that you're only going to be chayiv for shchut echutz by a carbon which was roy to be brought. Lamashal, as we'll see soon, that let's say when it comes to the sayer la'azazel, the Sir La'azazel wasn't shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. It was brought La'azazel and pushed off the cliff. So therefore, you can't be chayiv shchut echutz for shechting the Sir La'azazel outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not roy la'akrava. It's not roy to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash to be shechted. However, when it comes to the Sir La'ashem, when it comes to the Sayer which is brought l'fnai v'lefnim, that the dam is brought l'fnai v'lefnim, and it's taka shechted in Nazara, so there, if a person shechts the Sayer La'ashem, if he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so then he is going to be chayiv for shchut echutz, and that's based on this criteria that it needs to be val pesach al mayi le'yaviyah. It has to be something which is roy be'etzem to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, with that, Akdama says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim. When it comes to the two Seir of Yom Kippur, Sheshachtam Bachutz, if they were shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the halach is going to depend on the following. Actually, Higril Aleyan, if he shechts them before the Geirul was ever done, they didn't yet decide which Sa'ir will be Lashem and which one will be Lazazel, so he's going to be Chayiv Al Shnehem. So then the halacha is that the person who shechted them, he's going to be chayiv on both of them, which the Gemara right away is going to discuss why that is. The chayiv, it's not roy to go lefnim yet. We don't know which one's roy to go lefnim. Nothing's decided yet. Which one's the sayer la'asham, which one's the sayer la'azazel. So the Gemara is going to discuss that soon. However, says the Braisa, Misha Higro, once they do the gairo, once the Kohen Gadol does the gairo and it's decided which sayer is la'asham and which sayer is la'azazel, Misha Higro alayen, so then Chayiv al shal shem, upater al shal azazel. So then he's chayiv if he shechts bachutz the sayer lashem, because that's roy to be shechted inside. But he's going to be pater for shechting the sayer lazazel, like we just explained, because the sayer lazazel is not roy to be brought inside, because it's not shechted in the Beis HaMikdash bichlal. It's not shechted at all. It's pushed off the cliff. Says that's the end of the Braisa. Now says the Gemara, actually Higral Alehem, Chayiv al Shneihem. We said in the Braisa that if he shechts the Sayer before the Geirul is done, so then he's going to be Chayiv on both Seirim. And the Kasha is why? Lamai Chazu, what's it fit for? It can't be yet brought as a carbon inside. It hasn't even yet been decided which Sayer is Lashan. So neither of them right now are Roy to be shechted. So if neither of them are right to be shechted, so luchayr, you shouldn't be chayev for shchutei chutz. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chista, a svara that hayo v'roy l'sayir hanase b'chutz. Until now, we've discussed two seirim that are brought on Yom Kippur. We mentioned the sayir l'Hashem and the sayir l'Azazel. We will discuss later in the Masechta that there's also a karban musaf which is brought on Yom Kippur. And amongst the animals that are brought as part of that karban musaf, there's a sayir, there's a goat. So that goat is known as the sayir hanase b'chutz. It's the sayir which is brought on the mizbeach hachitzoin, which is the dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach hachitzoin. So therefore, it's called the sayir hanase b'chutz, as opposed to the sayir Lashem, which is sprinkled even Lefnai v'Lefnim and the Heichal, like we've discussed until now. So says Rav Chista, you want to know why when you shecht the two seirim before the geirul occurs, you want to know why you're chayev for shchutei chutz? It's because you could have shechted it. It is roi l'shchita. It's not yet decided which one's the sayir l'Hashem, which one's the sayir l'Azazel. Yeah, but it's roi l'sayir anase b'chutz. You could shecht it l'shem the karban musaf sayir. So since you could shecht it l'shem the musaf, the sayir that's used, not the sayir anase b'chutz, the sayir which is used for the karban musaf, so hayol, you could do that, so therefore you're chayev for shchutei chutz. That's the svar of hayol. Says the Gemara, Umayshna l'sayir anase b'fnim deloy. Why did Rav Chista say that? Because it's roy to shecht it l'shem the sayir anase b'chutz. Why didn't he say because it's roy to shecht it l'shem the sayir anase b'fnim, the sayir l'Hashem? So why didn't Rav Chista say that? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mistama because deloy Umayshna l'sayir anase b'fnim deloy. What's the reason why he didn't say hayol it's roy to be shechted as the sayir l'Hashem? Is because the mechusra agrala. Is because you can't say a svara of hayol when it's missing an important malacha, that is something an important avaida which still needs to be done. So since hagrala still needs to occur to determine which one is a sayir l'Hashem, so therefore we don't say this svara because it's roy to be shechted l'same the sayir l'Hashem. L'shem the sayir l'Hashem, because in order to shecht it l'shem the sayir l'Hashem, first you have to do a hagrola. So we don't view this animal right now as being roy. So therefore, we can't say hayol. Well, frak the Gemara l'sayir hanase b'chutz nami loichazi. It's also as we stand right now, not roy to be brought as the sayir hanase b'chutz, as the sayir for the karba musaf. The mechasri avaydas hayoyim, because you could only bring the karba musaf after you perform the avaydas hayoyim. We'll learn more details about this exactly later when the karba musaf is brought. But everyone agrees it's only after the Avaydas Hayoyim. And if so, as we stand right now, just like it's not roy for the sayir anasa for the sayir anasa b'fnim, it's not roy for the sayir l'Hashem because it's mechusar hagrala. It's also not roy for the sayir anasa b'chutz. It's not roy for the sayir of the karba musaf because it's mechasri avodas hayoyim. You haven't yet done the kohen gadol hasn't yet done the avodas hayoyim before hagrala. He hasn't yet completed the avodas hayoyim. So if so, luchayir, we shouldn't say hayol. And if you are saying hayol, why does Rav Chista dafka say hayol v'roy? Sayer anase b'chutz. Why dafka for the sayer of the karba musaf? So says the Gemara to explain Rav Chista that kasava Rav Chista holds the way he understood is that ein mechusar zman l'bay bayoyim, that there's a difference between the mechusar hagrola of the sayer l'Hashem and the mechusar avaydas hayoyim of the sayer anase b'chutz, of the sayer of the karba musaf. And that is that one, when it comes to the hagrola, so that's a chashav avayda which is missing, which is even something which is done to the sire, after the agrola happens, the kohen gadol places down the lot on top of the sayer. So that's already, since that's something which is chashev, and therefore that's the fact that it's missing hagrola is considered chashev and makes it that right now it's not roy. However, when it comes to the sayer of the karba musaf, what's it missing already? It's just about a matter of time. You have to first do the avodas hayoyim. There's nothing that the sayer be'etzem is still missing. It itself is completely ready to be the karba musaf. Okay, mitzad the kohen gadol, he has to do the avodas hayoyim first, but ein mechusar zman l'bay bayoyim. Just because that day time's going to pass and eventually it'll be roy, that's not considered chashev, which makes it that it's considered mechusar, and therefore it's considered the way we view the sayer of the musaf is that right now it's roy. So therefore, when Rav Chista wanted to explain the braisa, where the braisa says that when shechting the seirim before hagrala, when shechting them b'chutz, you're going to be chayev for shchutei chutz. We ask, it's not roy right now to be shechted b'fnim. Said Rav Chista, when he wanted to explain why it is roy, he said it's roy because right now it's fit to be the karban musaf. It's fit to be the sayer of the karban musaf, and that's why a person who shechts b'chutz is going to be chayev karis. Says the Gemara, Amar Avinam, Hashtad Amar Rav Chisda, Mechusar Hagrala, Ke Mechusar Maisadami. Now, it comes after Rav Chisda, the reason why he didn't say, because it's Roy for the Sayer Lashem, is because it's Mechusar Hagrala. And Mechusar Hagrala is too chashav, that's too significant, that's significant enough that now it's considered Mechusar, it's not considered that it's Roy right now. Says Ravina, now that Rav Chisda said that Mechusar Hagrala is Ke Mechusar Maisa, that missing, that not having Hagrala, that's significant enough that it's considered that it's Mechusar Maisa, that it's not Roy right now. Just the Hagrala makes it that right now it's not Roy. So if so, how do Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, according to Rav Chisda, it's going to come out that which Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel taught us, that Shlamim Sheshachtan Kaidim Sheniftuchu Dalsa Sahecha Psulin, that the halacha is that if a person shechs the carbon shlamim, nothing to do with Shchutei Chutz over here, it's not a person shechs the carbon shlamim in the Azara, but he shechts it before the doors of the Heichal open up, at a certain time in the morning where the doors of the Heichal opened up. If a person shechs the carbon shlamim in the Azara before the doors open up, the halacha is psulin, the carbon shlamim is pasul. What's the makar? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'shachtu pesach al mayid, that you shechted at the pesach al mayid, which we darsha from there, bizmanchu pasuach v'loy bizmanchu no. You can only perform the shechita at a time when the doors are open, and not at a time that the doors are closed. So says now Ravina, now that Rav Chisda told us that being mechusar hagrala is significant, it's kemechusar maisa, so if so, when it comes to this halacha, shachtam bachutz, let's say a person, according to Rav Chisda, if a person would shach the carbon shlamim, bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, but kaidam sheniftuchu dalsas haheichal, before the doors of the heichal open up, so is he going to be chayev for shchutei chutz, or is he going to be pater? Is the fact that what's missing right now? Why is this right now, this carbon cannot be shechted inside? But why not? Only because the doors haven't opened up yet. And the carbon's not right to be shechted until only once the doors open up. So right now as we stand, it's not right to be brought because the doors haven't opened up. Is that considered significant enough that right now the way we view this carbon is that it's not right? Or no? Do we say that's not significant and it is right now? Says Ravina, according to Rav Chisda, that Mechusar Hagrala is Kemechusar Maisa. So in this case, you'll be potter. My time, why? Because mechusar psicha can mechusar ma'isa dami. Just like Rav Chisda said that mechusar hagrala is can mechusar ma'isa, meaning not having hagrala, that's considered chashav that we say that right now it's not roy. So too, mechusar psicha is can mechusar ma'isa. Not having the psicha sadalsa, it's not opening yet the doors of the azara. The fact that the doors of the azara are still closed, the fact that it needs to be opened up, that's also considered significant, and that therefore it's considered that right now the carbon is not roy, since it's not roy right now to be brought, so he won't be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Adkan, says the Gemara now. So it comes out that the reason, the way Rav Chisda was masbir the Braisa, is that the reason why a person is chayiv for shchutei chutz, for shechting the seirim before the hagrala, is because it's roy, hayol, the roy to be the seirim of the karba musaf. So it's this svara of hayol. Since he could have shechted it for the seirim of the karba musaf, so therefore, if he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayiv because of this svara of hayol that it is roy. Says the Gemara, mi isli, the Rav Chisda Hayol. Does Rav Chisda really hold to this concept of Hayol? That even though this itself is not really the Sa'ir for the Karban Musaf, this is really the Sa'ir for the Sa'ir Lazazo or the Sa'ir Lashem, and we're just before Hagrala. But Hayol, it could be the Musaf Sa'ir, so therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Does Rav Chisda really hold to that Svara? The Amar Rav Chisda, but Rav Chisda once taught us that Pesach Sheshachtu Bachutz. Let's say you have a Karban Pesach and you shechted it outside the Azara. So when it comes to Shchutei Chutz, so let's say you have a carbon Pesach that you shechted outside the Azara, b'shar yamei sashana, but it was not during the Zman Shechita of the carbon Pesach. It was during the rest of the year. So at the time that it wasn't roy for being a carbon Pesach. So said Rav Chisda, when it comes to Shechutei Chutz, you shechted it outside, so lishma, if you shechted it lishma, that it should be a carbon Pesach, so then the halacha is that you're going to be potter, because it's not roy to be a carbon Pesach. Right now it's not the Zman Shechita of Pesach, and you shechted it as a carbon Pesach, So since it's not roy to be a carbon Pesach, so it has this chisaron of el pasach el mayu. It's not included in the pasuk, and therefore you're going to be potter. You're not going to be chayiv kares for shchutei chutz because it's not roy. However, shalei lishmai, if you shecht the Pesach shalei lishma, you shecht the not lishem carbon Pesach, you shecht that it should be a carbon shlamim, so then you're going to be chayiv. So then you're going to be chayiv kares for shchutei chutz, because then we say that because it is roy. It could have been shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, since you shechted it as a shlamim, so it could have been shechted inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's the halacha that Rav Chisda said, that if you shecht the lishem of carbon Pesach, you're going to be potter for shchutei chutz, because right now it's not as man shchitas carbon Pesach. So it's not right to be shechted bifnim, but if you shechted that shalei lishma, you shechted it at shabir carbon shlamim, so then you're going to be chayiv because you could have shechted it inside. Now Taisus says to take out the next line in the word and to skip to va'amai. Rashi keeps it in, and the Rishayim and Achrayim are struggle a lot to explain how Rashi learns this gemara. But we'll read like Taisus. So take out, skip to va'amai. So it says the gemara va'amai. Now the question is why does Rav Chisda say that you're potter when you shecht it l'shem carbon Pesach? So what's everyone going to say? That the reason why you're potter is because it's not roy to be shechted bifnim as a carbon Pesach. But frak the gemara, lema hayel v'roy shalei lishmai bifnim. But why don't we say that since it is roy to be brought shalei lishmai bifnim, you could have shechted it inside the Beis Hamikdash shalei lishma as a shlamim, and it would be kosher. So why don't we say the svar of hayel? If you're telling me that Rav Chisda really holds of hayel, so then here too, we should say this svara of hayo, that even if you shecht the carbon Pesach lishmai, b'shar yirmai sashana, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you should be chayev for shchutei chutz, since you hayo, you could have shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash shalei lishmai. So says the Gemara hachiyashta. Now no, it's not a good comparison, because hasam boi akira. Hay lei boi akira. Over there, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, so the shita of Rav Chisda is that in order to shecht the carbon Pesach and it should be kosher for shlamim, you have to dafka have in mind, you have to dafka uproot it. You have to uproot it from a carbon Pesach and make it into a carbon shlamim. But really, as it stands right there, when you have a carbon Pesach, we don't say that this is right to be a carbon shlamim bifnim, because as it stands right now, it's only a carbon Pesach. And therefore, we don't say a svar of hayol, you could have shechted it inside, and it would have been kosher, because right now it's only a karban Pesach. It's only if you shechted shalai lishmai, meaning you have in mind that it should be a shlamim, so then you're ikrit from being a karban Pesach. But as it stands right now, it's not roy to be a carbon shlamim. Because right now, as it stands right now, it has a shame carbon Pesach. And the fact that you could uproot it, that's already mechusar meisa. So therefore, that's why you're not going to be chayev or shchutei chutz. Because as it stands right now, it can't be brought inside. But hi, when it comes to the se'irim of Yom Kippur, leibai akira, in order to change it from being the se'irim, which are designated to be the sayer lashem, or the sayer lazazel, and to change it to being the sayer anaseh bachutz, to be one of the Se'irim, to be the Sayer for the Karban Musaf, so that it doesn't need an Akira. And therefore, the way we view the Sayer is that right now, it's roy to be Shachta Bifnim as the Karban Musaf. Says the Gemara, Rabba Barshimi Masni Luhu b'derabba, v'kashalei derabba u'meshani k'deshaninan. The Rabba Barshimi had the whole same Shakavatari we just said, but he had, instead of Rav Chisda, the name he inserted was Rabba. It was Rabba who explained the Braisa. It was Rabba who we asked on that does he really hold of Hayol, and it was Rabba that we answered for that he holds of Hayol, and that there's a difference between a Karban Pesach and the Seirim of Yom Kippur, because the Karban Pesach has to be uprooted. So right now, we view it that it's not roy to be shechted bifnim, as opposed to the seirim that we view right now as being roy to be changed into being the seir that's used for the karban musaf. Fine. So until now we were discussing the seirim of Yom Kippur, but through that we went on to a tangent to discuss the halacha about a karban Pesach which is shechted b'shar yamei sashana b'chutz. And Rav Chisda said that there's a chilek. If you shechted it l'shmai, you're going to be pater, and if you shechted shalai l'shmai, so then you're going to be chayev for shchutei chutz. The Gemara now is going to bring two other shitas about a karban Pesach which is shechted b'shar yamei sashana b'chutz. What's the halacha with regards to shchutei chutz? So says the Gemara, ki asa Rav Dimi, amar Rav Yirmi, amar Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, So he reported in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah that Rabbi Yirmiyah said over b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that Pesach sheshachdu b'chutz b'shar yomei sashana, that if let's say you have a Pesach which was shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash b'shar yomei sashana, meaning at a time that it wasn't roy to be brought as a carbon Pesach. So then the halacha is bein lishmai bein shalai lishmai pater, whether you shechted it lishmai that it should be a carbon Pesach, whether you shechted it shalai lishmai that it should be a carbon shlamim, the halacha is with regards to shchutei chutz that you're going to be pater. You're not going to be chayiv for, you're not going to be chayiv karis for shchutei chutz. Meaning not like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that if it's shlishmai, you're going to be pater, but if it's shalai lishmai, you're going to be chayiv because it's a shlamim and a shlamim is right to be brought bifnim. Here Rav Dimi said over b'shem Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Yochanan that no, you're always pater. Amar Rav Dimi said that Amrisa Lishmaita Kamed Rav Yirmiyah, I said over this member in front of Rav Yirmiyah, that Bishlama Lishmai, meaning I said over what he said, and I asked, that Bishlama Lishmai, I understand the fact that you're putter when you shechted Lishmai the Loi Chazilei, because right now as it stands, it's a carbon Pesach, and it can't be brought, Bifnim, because it's not the Zman Pesach. Al Shalai Lishmai Amai. But why are you putter from Shchutei Chutz when you shechted Shalai Lishmai? Meaning when you shechted as a Shlamim, why are you potter? Hachazi shalai lishmai bifnim. You could have shechted it as a shlamim bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is roi bifnim. If it's roi bifnim, so then you should be chayiv for shechting it b'chutz. Va'amar li, and said Rav Dimi, that Rav Yirmiyah explained to me, that Akira's chutz lav shema Akira. He holds that the carbon Pesach, just like Rav Chista held, he holds that the carbon Pesach requires an Akira, and that when you're Akirat outside the Beis HaMikdash in a shchit, in a way that you're Avran shchitas chutz, so then you're, it's not, that's not considered an Akira. Meaning that the Torah told us that if a person shechts the carbon Pesach, l'shem shlamim, so that works, and then now it becomes a shlamim. But the Torah only said that about the shchita which is done bifnim. It's only said about the shchita which is done in the Azara. But if a person shechts a carbon Pesach outside, so it doesn't become a shlamim. You can't shechit akira schutz lav shema akira, and therefore that's why you're going to be putter from shechitas chutz, is because it's not roy, it's not, because it's not, it's still a Pesach. And since it's still a Pesach, so a Pesach, it's not roy to be brought bifnim right now, because it's not the Zman Pesach. And it's not, doesn't become a shlamim, because akira's chutz, lav shema akira. So that was Rav Dimi, in the name of Rav Yirmiyah, in the name of Rav Yochanan. That both, if the Karban Pesach is shechted lishmai, or shalai lishmai, in both cases, you're gonna be potter from shechitas chutz. Says ki asa Ravin Amar Rav Yirmiyah Amar Rav Yochanan. When Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported in the name of Rav Yirmiyah and the name of Rav Yochanan a different halacha, that not that you're both pater, rather Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz b'shayim b'shashana bein lishmai bein l'shalei lishmai chayiv. Whether you shechted lishmai or shalei lishmai, in both cases you're going to be chayiv for shchitas chutz. Now says the Gemara v'afilu lishmai, meaning until now we only mentioned a tzad to say when it's shalei lishmai. Rav Chista said that shalei lishmai you'll be chayiv because it becomes a shlamim and a shlamim is roi to be brought with them. So therefore you're chayiv for shchitas chutz when you shechted shalei lishmai. But even lishmai you're going to be chayiv, says the Gemara v'atnaba. We learned in the Mishnah, and meaning, and what would be the reason why you're chayiv? So we know really already the reason. The reason you'll say is because it's roi shalei lishmai, like the Gemara asked on Rav Chista, that the reason why when you shechted lishmai you'll be chayiv for shchitas chutz. So fi Ravin will obviously be because it's roi, you could have done it shalai lishmai. Well, says the Gemara, is that really true though? That we'll say in such a case when you shechta lishmai that you're going to be chayiv because it's roi to be brought shalai lishmai. But now, but we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says mechusar zman, if you have a carbon which is mechusar zman, then that means bein begufay bein bebailim. Whether it's mechusar zman in the guf of the animal, that the animal is too young, it's less than 8 days old. Or whether it's mechusar zman alts the bailim. What does that mean? Veizi mechusar zman the bailim. What does it mean? Mechusar zman alts the bailim. It means hazav, hazava, vayaledes, hametzaira. It means all these different types of people that there's a specific day when they're supposed to bring their carbon. It's at the end of the taira process. It's at the end of whatever yimei taihar, whatever it is. It's at a certain point that the person has to bring a carbon. Hazav, hazava, and they bring it shekrivu chatasim v'ashamim b'chutz, and they bring early. It's mechusar zman. So either the animal's too young, or the person who's chayv to bring the animal is bringing it prematurely. They're not yet at the day that they're supposed to bring it, and they bring their chatas or their asham b'chutz. If they bring their carbon chatas or asham that they're chayv to bring, and they bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the halacha is that peturin, that they're going to be pater for shchitas chutz because it's not the zman yet. It's mechusar zman, and therefore therefore they're gonna be potter, because it's not roy to be brought bifnim. You can't even bring it as a nedava bifnim, because a chatas and an asham can't be brought as a nedava. However, oilei sehem vishal mehem, when it comes to their carbon oilis and shlamim, bachutz, if they shach them bachutz, they're gonna be chayovin. And Rashi explains, because those, even though it's mechusar zman, it's not roy to be brought, as the oil and shlamim, as their chiv, but it's roy to be brought as a nedava. You're allowed to bring an oilas nedava, or shalmei nedava. And therefore, a person who shechs their ayla or shlamim bachotz, they're going to be chayiv because it is roy to be brought b'fnim. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, on that Mishnah, va'amar Rav Chilkiya bar Tovi, Rav Chilkiya bar Tovi said that leishanu elu l'shmai, that this, that the Mishnah says, that if they bring the carbon asham, that's mechusar zman, that an asham which is brought mechusar zman, that your potter from shchitas chotz, it's only if it's brought l'shmai, if it's only if it's brought l'shem and asham. Aval shalai l'shmai, but if it's shechted, shaloi lishmai, so then chayiv. So then you're going to be chayiv for shchitas chutz. And the reason for that is because the carbon asham, which is shechted, shaloi lishmai, is still kosher as the shlamim. Rashi brings the Mishnah in Zvachim. The first Mishnah says that it's only when it comes to a carbon Pesach or a chatas, that when they're shechted, a carbon Pesach bizmanai and a chatas all the time, that when they're shechted shloi lishmai, that they become pasul. But an asham which is shechted shloi lishmai is kosher as a shlamim. And therefore, if it says Rav Chilkiya that it's only when it comes to the if you shechted the asham lishmai, that's when the Mishnah means you're going to be pater from shchitas chutz. But if you shechted shloi lishmai, so then you're going to be chayiv. And now the question is lishmai mi a pater? But even Rav Chilkiya is masking that he's masking to the Mishnah that when you if you shecht an asham lishmai, you're going to be pater. Amai. Now the question is if you shechted shloi lishmai, you're chayiv. And if you shechted lishmai, you're pater. So if you shechted lishmai, why are you really pater? Name a hayo v'ruy and shloi lishmai bifnim. Why don't we say this fara of hayo v'ruy and shloi lishmai bifnim? Meaning to say, just to chazik quickly, Ravin had told us b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, that a carbon Pesach which is shechted shloi bizman the shchitas haPesach, a carbon Pesach which is shechted bachutz, so bein if you shechted it lishmai l'shem Pesach, bein if you shechted it shloi lishmai, you're going to be chayav for shchitas chutz. Now if you shechted it shloi lishmai, we understand why you're chayav for shchitas chutz, because it's a shlamim, and a shlamim is roy to be brought bifnim. But if you shechted it lishmai as a carbon Pesach, so why you chayav? It's not roy to be brought bifnim. It's not the zman Pesach. So obviously what we'll say, and the Gemara wanted to say this earlier in Amud, is that the reason why you're chayav when you shechted lishmai is because hayol, the svar of hayol, that hayol it's right to be shechted shalai lishmai, so therefore you're chayav even when you shechted lishmai. Says the Gemara, I have a raya that we don't say such a hayol, because when Rav Chilkiya was masber this Mishnah, so Rav Chilkiya said that when it comes to the carbon asham, if you shecht the lishma, you're potter, and shaloi lishma, you're chayiv. You see that we don't say this svar of hayol. We don't say that lishma, you're also going to be chayiv. Hayol, if you shechted it shaloi lishma, you're chayiv. We don't say that hayol. So here too also, how could Ravin say, with regards to the carbon Pesach, that we say hayol? So says the Gemara Hachi Hashto, that's not a good comparison. Why? Because hasam, when it comes to the carbon asham, the reason why you're going to be potter when you shecht the lishma, even though you're chayiv, you're going to be pater when you shechted lishmai, even though you're chayiv when you shechted shaloi lishmai, is because bayi akira. He holds that asham, in order to shechted shaloi lishmai as a shlamim, it requires akira. And since it requires akira, so therefore as it stands right now, it's not roy bifnim. Right now as it stands, it's only roy as a carbon asham. It's not roy as a shlamim. And a chanami, if you shechted and you say that it's a shlamim, so now that's being akira from what it is. But that requires an akira. So as it stands right now, it's mechusar that akira, and therefore we don't apply the svara of hayol. However, halacha, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, the reason why you're chayiv when you shechted even lishmai hayol, you could have shechted it shaloi lishmai, is because Pesach peshar yemei sashana shlamim inu. It's because Ravin holds b'das Rabbi Yirmi b'das Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin holds that the carbon Pesach peshar yemei sashana doesn't require akira. He holds that the carbon Pesach peshar yemei sashana is considered like a shlamim. It's has like a dual identity. a Karban Pesach B'Shar Yom Hashana is right to be the Karban Pesach once it's the Zman Karban Pesach, but until then it's a Shlamim, and after then it's a Shlamim. It is by definition a Shlamim. After, let's say, after Pesach is over, it's not the Zman Karban Pesach, it is a Shlamim. And therefore it doesn't require a Kira, and that's why we say the Svar of Hayel. Since it doesn't require a Kira, we could Nakira, therefore we could say that even when you Shechted Lishmai, it's as it stands right now, it's right to be Shalai Lishmai. And therefore, you're going to be Chayev al Shechitas Chutz. Says the Gemara, the Rav Ashi Masni Chayev Kedaminan. Rav Ashi said that in both cases, you're going to be Chayev, and that's like we just said. Rashi explains, meaning in Ravin, that his girsa in Ravin was that benefits Lishmai, benefits Shalai Lishmai. If you shech the Karban Pesach, Shalai Bizmanoi Bachutz, you're gonna be Chayiv, so that's the girsa like we just had. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Masni Pater. However, Rav Yirmiyah Midifti said, his girsa was that no, that whether you, bain if you shech the Lishmai, bain if you shech the Shalai Lishmai, you're gonna be Pater. And explains the Gemara that Kesavar Pesach Bishar Yomai Sashana Bai Akira. It's because he holds that the Karban Pesach Bishar Yomai Sashana requires an Akira. And that's why when it's Lishmai, it's not Oimei to be, it's right now as it stands, it's not Roy, to be brought Bifnim. Vakira Schutz, Loishma, Lav Shema Akira. And the reason why, even if you Shach the Shalai Lishmai, that you're Pater, is because Akira Schutz is Lav Shema Akira. Like we said before, Bidas Rav Dimi. And therefore, it comes out, if you do the math, Upligid Rav Chilki Bar Tovi, that all of this is not like Rav Chilki Bar Tovi, who said when it comes to the Karban Asham, that if you Shach the Shalai Lishmai, even though it requires Akira, that if you shech the Shalai Lishma, you're going to be Chayev for Shechitas Chutz, even though it's a Shechita which is done by Chutz. Obviously, Rav Chilki Bar Tovi holds that Akira is Chutz, Shema Akira.